Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
The recession is upon us. I know they don't want to officially call it that, but many are convinced that we are in the downturns of a recession. Money is tight. Supply chain makes it worse.
Inflation is off the charts.
Inflation is crazy. Yes. So it's changing some people's perspective on things that they had a hard no about. And I know Meredith had a situation that she just told us about where somebody offered kind of some foot love.
Yeah.
They wanted to pay for your petty.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And
you said better it. Not.
I mean, but wait though.
You better not.
Wait though.
That's a married woman.
If this person is willing to pay for your
pedicure
action just for photos of your feet.
Like just a couple.
Right. He just wants a couple photos of your feet. No video, no nothing. Like, he don't want you stepping on nothing.
Probably going to post something anyway while I'm getting it.
Right.
Look at you justifying it yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
So is that not acceptable, but I mean, is it more acceptable now because things are getting tighter and you have to generate other income? So why not? If this dude said every month, I want to pay for your petty, that takes that bill off of your family's bills.
Yeah.
And it would just be for photos.
Mm-hmm.
Would, because you wouldn't do it normally, would you be more inclined to do it now because of the financial crunch?
I'll tell you what. I got this last night when I was in the kitchen and I looked down at my feet and I contemplated it for at least a couple of seconds. And I was like, man, I could get my pedicure paid. He'd probably pay for my manicure too. Just, you know, add it all together.
He's in the feet. He's not in the fingers.
No, that would be the deal. Like I would ask for, let's say like $80 or whatever. And then he would have some feet photos like, and we'd just do it once a month.
But you didn't. Why?
I don't know. Stupid.
Why didn't you? Tell the truth.
I've been hit up before to do that stuff, and I just haven't, like, take the plunge. I don't know. I would feel weird, even if I was single. I've always been hit up about my feet, and I just never have sold feet photos before. Although I could, because they're right there.
So why did you jump on the why? Because you think it's because she's married?
Well, because she knows that
that's an additive,
right? It's sure wrong, and her husband would not approve,
right?
But wouldn't he?
No,
like if you okay,
maybe.
I'm not saying any husband wants his wife like out on the dime, but I'm saying if you got financial crunch, and your wife is that there are people out there who are eating off of OnlyFans from their wives, and even participating as well,
and that's
because they want to make sure the money comes in.
That's an understanding that they have, and they're okay with it. I was putting myself in said husband's shoes,
mm-hmm.
and I would have a problem with that. I don't need another man paying your bills. That's what we got each other. We do that.
Not all the bills, but like just knocking out one.
No bills.
Like what if he said, hey, I want to pay your car wash.
No.
I don't, none of that.
So it's overstepping.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I gotta say, if things get tight, I wouldn't be as mad as for a foot picture. Like, because even if they got leaked out, you know how they say those things live on the internet forever?
They do.
Your girl being naked and doing things on the internet, now your kid's going to bump into that.
Right.
But their feet, I don't care if your mama's feet is out there.
I wouldn't
trip on that. If somebody wanted to pay for your pedicure and is knocking the bill off during this recession, why not?
And a lot of women post up their pedicures and feet photos anyway, just be like, oh, I just got my pedi done, or you know, you see their manis or whatever next to their car wheel.
I understand that, but that's different in my eyes than sending that picture to a guy for money.
He said he was like, I'll cash app you right now.
I don't care what he said. I still think it's wrong.
Wait, somebody out of 863 says an IG comedian sent me money for a pedicure before.
I love that.
And she's probably told 50 people that.
About
that IG comedian.
If
you had a picture of Meredith's feet, you're going to be telling your homies, or at least your fellow foot fetish guys, hey, you know whose toes those are? I wouldn't want my girl out there like
out
that.
Out of the 407, get that money, Meredith. Let's see. Also, people have been making money for foot pics, even in OnlyFans. Just read a story about a UFC woman fighter who sells her feet pics.
Yeah. And why not? You know what? There's a couple of wrestlers too, WWE stars and AEW. They actually are on OnlyFans. Beautiful bodies, and they do feet stuff
too. If nothing else, that's a conversation that you have to have with your significant other beforehand. Maybe you got you one, and he's cool with it, and he's like, "Get your money, baby." Uh-huh. But you got to have that talk before.
Is it morals that stuffs in here? Well, morals are always getting in my way.
You know what though? Finances are getting tight, and I was telling Dobby we got a friend that is a nurse and so has been celebrating the fact that you like, listen, I'm professional on my stuff, blah blah blah. So that's been like the year or so of like the campaign. Mm-hmm. But now that money has got tight, they announced yesterday I'm starting an OnlyFans.
Stop.
And yeah. And wow. I mean I think it was like $20 a month or whatever it is to join in or whatever. Smart. And put it out there on social. So, uh-huh. But like on a friend, like, you know, you can put it out just to the friends and not to everybody. Mm-hmm. So sent it to everybody like, hey, I'm starting this tomorrow.
And you know what, for a lot of people, it is purely financial. I understand that. But there's also a level of like attention that you appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
And are you going to be supportive?
Hell no.
Be a supportive friend?
No, I'm not paying. I'm your friend. I'm supporting you as a friend.
Okay.
You know, I'm not.
Why wouldn't you sign up then? That's what she needs. That's what she wants.
But
she
I'm
needs
saying
some
that's,
money.
That's just handing you $20. Like, I've been your friend for years, and I haven't handed you $20. Why would I hand you $20 now?
Somebody just texted, I got $100 for a pic of Meredith's feet. Send Cash App right here, right now. Another one said, that's a gateway to the Pern.
Say that.
Meredith, all right, so how about this? Let's give out your Cash App right now.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you get...
No.
What? I'm just saying.
Isn't that like the scam, too, though? Because like the scammers are always asking you for your Cash App.
Yeah, they are.
They're like, what's your Cash App? I'm going to bless you. No, you're not. You're going to hack me.
Is that what that's for?
Yeah.
When people ask for your Cash App, when they say, if you put struggling or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to bless him.
I did not know that. You could hack somebody based off of no
Cash App. I don't know how it works, but that it's definitely a scam.
They ask for your email, and then they ask for your Cash App, and somehow they try to break in.
I'm an accountant with a master's degree, and I started an OnlyFans to help financially and to pay off my student loans out of the 863.
That's phenomenal if you're single or if you have a supportive partner.
That's
true. Not everybody is going to feel that way.
Man, let me know if y'all know the website. I want to sign up. I'll even throw in a little ankle to Victoria from Haines City.
Do you guys know some OnlyFans, like really, really, like on a, not just starting one, but like no OnlyFans girls?
I do. There's a girl that.
I do.
There's a girl that comes to the tattoo shop to get tatted,
yeah.
And she is an OnlyFans girl and like a social media girl, and that's what she does full time. Drives a badass car, supposedly lives in a big house, and that's her full-time hustle.
Yeah. I know a few people. First of all, I don't understand everything about OnlyFans, but I do see people post about it on the regular socials.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody seems to be, like, in the highest percentile of, like, everybody who posts about it is like, oh, I'm in the top 3%. I'm like, how many 3% is it?
Yeah.
Like, everybody claiming they on the top. Like, at least in the Billboard charts, we know who's number one, number two, number three.
Right.
These, everybody claiming they in the top 3%.
Some people even show their, like, account, and they see the scrolls and millions of dollars are being
made. Mean, you see, the Cash Me Outside girl.
I know.
She bought, what, like a $5 million house in cash?
Cash.
Yeah. OnlyFans bucks?
OnlyFans money.
So, who's the stupid one?
Somebody in 904 says feet first, so what else will you do?
No, I'm not into like posting like nude photos. I've done like a bikini stuff before, like that modeling, but that's because I was paid for it. Other than that, I'm not like into posting full nude stuff.
I'm an OnlyFans male. I hate it, but I have to do it.
Oh, wow. Hey. Oh, my God. You guys, both of you, start a freak show OnlyFans.
Stop it. Listen, I don't want my pictures living out there because my kids don't need to see that. I mean, at least their mama pretty. Like, I can't do that. All right, so, Davi, can we flip the script?
D-Mello.
If somebody hit you and said, man, I saw you at the pool. I love your feet. It's not seen the same with a guy.
Right.
So if a woman is out there, she's got, you know, money, and she's like, I'd like to, you know, pay you $100 for a couple pictures of your feet a month. So now you get $1,200 a year just for showing pictures of your feet.
Just feet.
Would that be okay? Because it's some old lady who just gets satisfaction from the dobby toes.
So just like I would want my lady to run that by me, I would run that by her. I wouldn't be opposed to it. You know what I'm saying?
But you just said she couldn't.
But I'd be opposed to her doing
Damn,
it.
Damn, dobby, double standard.
No, but you wouldn't be cheating. You would just be flexing.
Understood.
Your toes.
If it was cool with her, then I would say run it. But if the situation is reversed, it's not cool with me. If it's not cool with her, I wouldn't do it.
Well, she's cool with it. And you're making like thousands and thousands
of
dollars.
For real,
$100 a month. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but for that one person.
Run it.
Yeah, that's just one person.
Run it. But with her stamp of approval, though.
Okay.
I think she'll say
she
yes.
Wouldn't get my stamp.
Yeah, yeah, we could tell. Dobby's not afraid of the double standard.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.